This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in Galatians with Christian freedom, the offense of the cross, keep in step with the Spirit, bear one another's burdens, and do good to all. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, hallelujah.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Oh, God, let us worship Him. Oh, God, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing a joyful voice to the God of salvation. Let us come into His presence in ecstasy.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
reading from 1 John chapter 2. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and became the first fruits of them that sleep. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, you've all, I am sure, heard the expression, it's all about who you know. When you drop the right name at the right time, well, sometimes it seems like doors that were once shut will swing wide open for you. And when you drop the right name, impossibilities can become possibilities, literally overnight. Dropping the right name can put you on the fast track to a VIP access at anywhere and any time. But even better than dropping the right name is possessing the right name. As an example of this, everybody knew that Bobby Kennedy was going to be somebody because his brother had been somebody. And they were both, in fact, somebodies because their father had been somebody before them, too. They bore the name Kennedy. They were inevitably somebodies. In our own context, well, it's a little bit different saying something like, I knew Robert Preuss, and saying, I am a Preuss. Is Peter here by any chance? Well, Peter, if you're listening to this, don't let that go to your head. But there we do recognize that there's a distinction between dropping and having a name. Anyway, even though some of these people who bear these great names, though they may on their own merits in their own personal existences, might not be very much, nevertheless, they become somebodies by virtue of whosever name they bear, though they may themselves, again, be nobodies. In this regard, then, beloved, the proverb is true, which says that the glory of a son is his father. Sadly, in this world, though, and according to its own ways, we do not all come from some kind of noble stock. We do not all bear great names like Kennedy or Preuss. Most of us, frankly, in our earthly existences, are nobodies. Some of us, if we bear ignoble names, perhaps, we maybe even become less than nobodies by earthly standards because of the evil name that we might bear. More than that, too, many of us will wonder in our own lives, what name really belongs to us at all, because some of our families are so touched by sins against the sixth commandment that we don't even know what name belongs to us anymore. Others of us still, by our own wrongdoings, have destroyed whatever earthly glory our name held in this world. But for whatever our earthly names may bring to us, whether they bring us earthly fame or earthly shame, or even just a big heap of vexation, there is indeed a name that is above every other name, that is above every earthly name. It is a name of great glory, of infinite might and power. It is adorable and majestic in itself, and which we all know is a name that means love. Yes, this name is not a name from this world, because it is a divine name. It is a name from above. And I tell you that you who have been baptized, you and no others properly bear that name. You bear it upon your heads and upon your hearts. That name, beloved, is your exclusive right, you who are baptized, your patrimony. It is your inheritance. It is your eternal treasure. For you alone have received that name through baptismal birth from above. And that name you know is Jesus Christ, the name of the eternal Son of God. And it is on account of that noble and heavenly name that you who have ignoble earthly names, stained by all kinds of sin, whether it is your own sin or the sin of another, you who bear this heavenly name have your earthly ignoble names washed away. It is as John himself told to us today, "I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. For this is the name of him who died upon the tree, who sent forth blood and water from his riven side, and it is the name of him who rose to bestow his life upon you." And on account of this name, that same name of Jesus Christ our God, that name you yourselves bear, that is why I call you who are baptized beloved. For you, beloved, no longer have a name from this world, or anything in this world can be your father either, nor do you possess an earthly name at all anymore. No, for you have died to this world and have been born from above through a heavenly birth by the power of the Holy Spirit, who blows wherever he wills, so that in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, you have become co-heirs with Jesus of his Father's name and kingdom, and of the Spirit's name and his power too. For there is only one baptismal name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, as John himself wrote to you, "I am writing to you, children, that you know the Father and the Word of God." And that means here, Jesus Christ himself. "The Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. For the Word of God made flesh has conquered Satan's power, breaking open the bars of death by death. Therefore, if you do not yet bear that name, if you are not baptized, or if you have forsaken your baptismal name, do not put it off any longer, but hasten to leave your earthly names behind so that you may become sons of God with him who is the Son of God. And for you who are baptized and are rightly called by that name, beloved, do not fear this world, nor anything in it, neither love anything in it, but rather love one another, for you all together bear God's one name together. And do not cling to your old names, nor whatever pride they once brought you, nor despair either if your earthly names are worthless. For this world and all of its earthly names, whether they are glorious or shameful, all of these earthly things are fading into darkness. No, but you, beloved, you baptized, you shall bear and cling to the heavenly and eternal name, the name of him who has overcome this world, who has trampled down death by death, and on those who are in the tombs bestowing the light of life. Yes, and with that name you bear also the name of the Holy Spirit, by whom you live, and of the Father, who is the source of love from the beginning. Again, therefore, beloved, do not love this world, but let your hope and your faith abide in the name of Jesus Christ, for whose name's sake your sins are no more, and in whom you have the light of life. Yes, to that name of Jesus Christ be all glory and honor and worship with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in this name of Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In our prayers, we give thanks to God for children born recently, to our seminary families, for Evangeline Ann, born to Joseph and Margaret Moore, for Peter Gregory William, born to James and Jill Gromzow, and for Elizabeth Ray, born to Josiah and Fiona Junkin. O Lord, hear my prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Merciful Father, you add to the generations of mankind. This day, we thank you for the births of Evangeline, Peter, and Elizabeth. By the gracious working of your Holy Spirit, help them to grow in your nurture and admonition, that they may bring glory to you and serve others in your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.